堂听 class.com。
Today's story is about a hawk, those high-flying birds that live off small animals and chickens. The story is called Hook, for that is the name of the hawk in our story. The story was written by American writer Walter von Tilburg Clark. Here is Rhett Turner to tell you the story in special English.
Hook, the baby hawk,had broken out of his eggshell early in the dry season, and was driven from the nest soon after. He was not able to fly, and walked under the low-growing bushes safely away from his enemies. The ground was hot and dry. The sun shone down all day, and only after dark did the small animals come out to look for food. Hook was surrounded by two big sounds, the noise wheat makes as it blows in the wind, and the noise of the ocean as it rushes against the land. But Hook did not hear the sounds. There were two bigger sounds deep inside him. One was fear, the other was hunger. He was starved, and eating small crawling insects and bugs was not enough. His first chance to eat meat came suddenly. He was half asleep under a bush when something near him moved. With all the strength in his thin body, he struck. There on the ground was a small dead animal. Hook ate, and the taste of blood made him feel stronger. That night, he made a longer trip to search for more animals. He now saw the world as a big stadium just for killing. He felt the wonder of it and became excited. Two big things happened in Hook's young life on the same day. He succeeded in flying, and he killed a tree animal. The frightened animal, with its tight muscles struggling to live, made Hook feel strong. After he had eaten it, his eyes had the sharp look of a hawk. He had filled two great hungers, the hunger to fly and the hunger to kill. The first two great hungers that burn deep inside the heart of every hawk. The third hunger did not come to him until spring. When it came, it burned just as deeply as the other two. He flew higher and farther, looking with his hawk eyes to find her. For days, he forgot about food and the urge to kill. Then he saw her. He flew fast, and the anger for waiting so long burned him and made him cruel. He flew toward her, but she saw him coming. She felt his anger and flew away, screaming through her beak. Hook chased her. He captured her and conquered her. In the early summer, Hook drove his little baby hawks from the nest. He went back to flying in circles high above. Now he was complete. He owned the sky, and his flying became a wonderful thing to see. He would fly fast and hard, then float on the air, first falling, then rising with the wind. One afternoon, big black storm clouds began to cover the sky. Hook was flying high above when his hawk eyes saw something move on the ground. The urge to kill screamed through his diving body so strongly that he did not see the farmer near the place he landed. He did not see the farmer's gun, and he did not hear the gun shoot at him. The roar roar of his own hunger, and the noise of the ocean drowned all other sounds from him. He fell over and struggled to rise. He moved his wings up and down in great anger, but only one wing would move, and that forced him back to the ground. He pulled himself to hide under a bush, his mouth filled with the taste of his own blood. The farmer thought he had killed the hawk that had been stealing his chickens. He left, leaving Hook under the bush. All through the night, the rain fell. Hook lay still, suffering his pain. A thin film covered his eyes as he waited for his injuries to get better. On the third day, his hunger grew too strong. Hook struggled to the sandy beach for food. He walked with the healthy wing out straight. The broken wing hit the ground with each step. He tried to capture seabirds, but they rose in the air before he could get to them. Forgetting his broken wing, Hook would try to fly after them, but only fall sadly back to the ground. Hook learned that he would never fly again. With the joy of space taken from him, his anger and the urge to kill grew stronger than ever. Killing now became his hope, his life. He rushed at the seabirds, wishing they would stay and fight, but they never did. As time passed, Hook saw that the seabirds slept with one leg under their bodies. The urge to kill rose again, and he rushed at them one night as they slept. He screamed as he hit them time and time again. When he finished, five of them lay dead. He ate them all, but not one made his anger go away. Then it happened. One day he almost struck a seabird, and in its fear to escape, its wing hit Hook. He rolled over in the sand. Like a cloud, the other seabirds flew down on him. He could not hit any of them. He was forced to turn and dance on the sand as they ate at his body and eyes. In his blind anger, he rolled on his chest like a big insect. Only his head turned up tall, trying to reach the sky. One great hawk eye shined in the sun. Where the other had been was only a hole, and a thin line of blood fell from it to the sand. He pulled himself away to the bushes. There he lay, broken in spirit, listening to the victory screams of the seabirds. He could not go to the beach anymore. The eye hole got better, and he searched for small insects and bugs. He learned to live off the ground once again. In time, he lost the urge to kill. Now, his greatest need was to eat to fill his stomach. He sat for hours next to small holes waiting for animals to come out. When heavy rains fell, he ate well from the drowned animals. One night, the wind blew a smell of something that made him think of the past. He saw himself flying high over the land, the ocean, the farm. Then he knew what the smell was. The fat chickens on the farm. He struggled to his feet and slowly walked to the farm. When he got there, his anger grew as he saw the high wire fence protecting the chickens. He jumped again and again until somehow he rose high enough to get to the top of the fence. He pulled himself over with his beak and fell on the other side. First, he drank the water left for the chickens. The long walk, the fall to the ground, the water, all made him feel dizzy. But the thought of meat drove him to the chicken house. He walked in and with his one eye saw the white bodies of warm chickens fast asleep. He struck and struck. First one chicken fell to the floor, then another and another. The rich warm blood filled him with the old angry urge to kill. He struck some more, and each time a chicken fell dead. Soon the chicken house was filled with a noise of frightened and dying chickens. A dog began to bark on the other side of the fence. Then a light went on in the farmhouse. Hook stood as tall as he could. Victory was his. The old joy of battle filled his once mighty heart with happiness. The farmer got his light and his gun. He arrived at the chicken house just after the dog jumped the fence. He did not shoot, afraid he would hit the dog. When he saw Hook could not fly, he watched the end. Courageous and cruel death is hard to turn from, no matter how sick it makes one feel after it is over. The woman looked at her husband and said, "Kill the poor hawk." But it was to the dog the farmer spoke. "Sick him, sick him." Hook was knocked over and over. Both wings were broken now. He could not rise to claw the dog again. His neck waved loosely as the dog shook him and tore him apart. Between Hook's beak came only a soft hissing sound. But in his last fight, there had been some moments of fire in old Hook. Enough fire to burn away a year of defeat and shame. Hook's body was still. The dog, pained from the bird's claws, went to the farmer and was praised. But the woman moved closer to Hook and looked down at him. She saw the great size of his wings and then said, "Oh, the brave bird.